It was Thursday, November 21st, 1974, when a shooting spree at Booker Junior High School in Little Rock left one student dead, another wounded, another charged with murder, and the education community in a state of shock. 15-year-old Reginald Timms was shot by 15-year-old Donald Hughes. Maurice Williams, also 15, was an innocent bystander and suffered from a bullet wound in the right arm when a stray bullet hit him. I recently sat down with three people who remember that day vividly. Two of them, Bob Williams and Wendy Eford, were students at Booker Junior High, and the third, Judy Drummond Covert, was a student at nearby Mann Junior High. Here are their reflections on that day and what it meant to witness the shooting.
I remember it like it was today. I remember reaching in through a window to let myself into a locked door. As I walked through that locked door, I walked into the classroom and actually saw Donald Hughes holding the gun pointed at Reginald Timms. And I watched him pull the trigger and shoot Reggie. I was in total shock. I turned around and ran out the door. I ran into another entrance on the other side of the courtyard near the cafeteria. And as I did, Reginald, No-No was his nickname, No-No came running out into the hall, and we actually almost ran into each other. No-No fell down on the hallway. I looked down in terrified shock once again, turned around, ran out around the cafeteria, ran to the far side of the school, and ran back into the building near the office. I remember as I was running around, I saw the Donald Hughes running with a gun and shooting at a couple of people that were trying to chase him. It was terrifying.
Some girls came running down the hall screaming and crying, saying somebody's been shot. Then I realized that the pop, pop I had heard before that sounded to me like somebody popping a plastic bag, which is something we heard in the lunchroom all the time. I realized that that must have been the gun. I had never been exposed to guns. I had never seen a gun. I had certainly never been around a gun. And that, of course, was a scary experience. The teachers immediately swarmed into the halls and started saying, get to your fifth period class. I was in Mr. Dennis Brandt's earth science class. We all got in our classrooms and they shut the doors. And I am so appreciative that our teacher, Mr. Brandt, and I understand now many other teachers, allowed us to talk about what had happened, to share our feelings, to emote, to do all of those things that we were going to do. Trying to have class would have been a ridiculous waste of effort.
Over at Mann, we were aware of siren activity. We could hear it. We weren't real sure what was going on. We didn't really know what had happened until we got home that night and it was on the news. As a school teacher, I can tell you that now we're trained. There was a lot of fear of the unknown. And that's one of the things that education has helped in some respects. But we were dealing at that time with uneducated parents, uneducated children, and there was a lot of fear.
Let me go on and report to you what my teacher told us the day we came back to school. She said that the police had given them the information that in the investigation, apparently the students near the incident were interviewed by the police, and that they found out that 30 students knew that weapons had been brought to school that day, and nobody told. Reginald apparently had brought a knife to school, and for several hours that day, 30 students knew this, and nobody went to the office and told. The boy who did the shooting went home at lunch to get the gun and came back and did the shooting. There was a lot of time in there where somebody could have done something to prevent this. And when I heard this, it did not surprise me at all that no one told. We had a bullying problem at Booker, and it's time we need to be honest about that. There was a lot of bullying going on.
It frightened me so much that, you know, I didn't tell anyone that I witnessed the shooting until after I had graduated from college, including my family. I was so scared that they would force me to testify and that I wouldn't make it through school.
These two boys had been fighting all year. We had two counselors in our school. I think that if we had had more help for kids, helping them work out differences, being proactive, saying you're not going to fight in this school, perhaps we could have done something there. But it was a conflict between two kids that just got out of control, and they didn't have enough guidance about how to resolve it any other way.
the bullying went on, the harassing went on. I felt more bullied by boys going through puberty. I just think it was a bullying issue, as has already been stated. It did not change my perspective on people. Everybody knew who the bad kids were.
This definitely has affected me in my adult life. And I think I've been cynical as an adult because of that. I felt like I don't know, looking back, it's easy to say, well, you know, they didn't adequately protect us in those days. And, I with the benefit of hindsight, I think they did the best they could do given the circumstances. But it was traumatizing, no question about it.
That was Bob Williams, Wendy Eford, and Judy Drummond Covert talking about their memories of the 1974 school shooting in the Little Rock School District. Karen Trigo-Stewart, KUAR News.